Worldwide demand for chum salmon is on the rise, once seen only fit for dog food. The pale fish is showing up filleted and dressed at restaurant chains across the United States. Melody Kay of station KFSK in Petersburg talked to some industry professionals to find out why the fish are more valued now and where else they are showing up.
It's the middle of the fishing season, and Dave Omer is rushing between his office phone and the radio transmitter down the hall. Omer is manager at Trident Seafood's Petersburg-based processing plant. He's trying to get an estimate of the amount of chum salmon fishing and tender vessels will be bringing to port in 3 days.
I mean, the sad part about it is 6-7 years ago, we were paying at that point 5 cents a pound for pale dark chums and really having a tough time finding markets for all the chum that we bought. There was roast ripping and fish was thrown away. Now there's value in every fish that gets caught, all the way to the last greenest fish that we pull out of the rivers or, you know, out of the bays.
Chum salmon is a major fishery for Southeast Alaska, and this year prices are the highest they've been in a decade, and it has fishermen and tenders going further afield. According to Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute spokeswoman Laura Fleming, the Southeast Alaska chum harvest is expected to be 9 million fish this year. That's more than half the expected harvest for the entire state. For many decades now, chum salmon eggs, or ikura, have been highly prized in Japan. Fleming says that interest in ikura is going global.
Just as we have seen the market for wild Alaska sockeye expand and provide us with customers in the United States and Europe that together equal the size of our Japanese customer base, we're seeing some of this market for ikura take off, and that's going to help boost interest in chum in areas outside Asia.
Additionally, Fleming says domestic interest in chum flesh is increasing too. While the bulk of the chum catch is sold as frozen, headed, and gutted, more of the flesh is being sold as fresh fillets in the lower 48.
Suppliers are now offering their customers skinless, boneless portions in a variety of different weights. And that gives us entree into markets like the various restaurant chains like Sizzler might offer their customers wild Alaska salmon fillet, and it'll be chum salmon.
In 2004, Alaska produced over 700,000 pounds of fresh chum fillets. By 2009, the chum fillet production had jumped to 1.6 million pounds. Trident plant manager Dave Omer says there's growing interest in Alaskan seafood, and customers are looking for a cheaper salmon.
It still is a lower cost fish than sockeye or coho or king. And so it's a high quality fish. It's got good oil content and very nice fish to eat. And so the appreciation for it's growing, and the flesh value is constantly going upward. I mean, what's exactly it used for? It's a great fillet fish. It's sold fresh, in fish markets. It's also an ingredient in a lot of products, a lot of value added products, whether it's portions or smoked products and things like that. So chum's a very versatile fish. As it gets paler and darker, it starts to go into some lower end products, and it's a very cost effective, I don't want to say cheap, but cost effective protein from Alaska.
Also, McDowell Group economist Andy Wink says the companies are using more parts of the fish.
Probably the last 4 or 5 years, a lot more of the product that is being exported is being exported to China for reprocessing. And that gets put into value-added products like salmon burgers and things like that, which, you know, may not sound sexy, but it really does improve the overall value of the fish when you can take the high-value roe out of it and then still make a valuable product out of the chum flesh.
Wink says that all signals point to a positive year for Alaskan chum salmon, particularly Southeast fisheries.
Overall, demand picture is very good, and the supply picture is good from an Alaskan point of view, because we're going to have as much fish as we usually do, and the farm salmon guys are going to be making less because of the disease problems in Chile. So, you know, I think that puts Alaska and Southeast in a pretty good position.
Out of the 5 salmon species, chum salmon has been the most valuable Southeast harvest overall for 3 out of the past 5 years. 2009, the catch was worth $36 million at the docks. The year before, the catch was worth $54 million. In Petersburg, I'm Melody Kay.